Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome you, Holy Spirit of the living God. Let you all have your way in this place with your children on this morning. Amen. We thank the Lord. Hey, come on, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Come on, enter in. Enter in this morning. Father God, we thank you, Lord. Hey. My Lord, my God, we bless your name.
Thank you, Lord.
We enter in right now, God, to receive from you, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, oh God. We come, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we rejoice and be glad in it right now, oh God. We thank you for the word that you spread, oh God, that you afforded, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you allowed us to come boldly to the throne room of grace, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come to be changed this morning, oh God. We come to renew our minds, oh God. I didn't hear my devotion at all. Oh, Lord, lead us in God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh, Lord. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we come to thank you, God. Lord, we come give you our honor, praise, and glory in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, God, as the people, oh, God, oh, Lord, we thank you for your protection right now, oh, God. Lord, we thank you that you're giving your angels charge over to keep us in all our ways in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come, oh, God, to be strengthened this morning, oh, God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, speak to our hearts this morning, oh, God. My God, my God, we can't thank you enough. But yet still we thank you, Father. We bless your holy name, oh, God. Oh, Lord, search your hearts this morning, oh, God. If you find any error or wicked way in us, oh, God, or let it be taken out right there in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, wash us through and through with the blood of Jesus Christ. Crimson and all darkness, oh, God. Oh, Holy Spirit of the living God, we welcome you right now to have your way in us. Walk every house, hallelujah. Sit in every car right now. That God shot at it, won't you? Open up your mouth, church, and praise him, Lord. For God is worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Today, oh God, we humble ourselves before you, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we look up, oh God, from nowhere help coming from you, oh Lord. We thank you, oh God, for your help and your ever-present help right now. In the help that's on the way, oh God, we thank you and glorify. We sanctify your name, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, increase our faith right now, oh God. Open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive right now. Change in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, hey, God, in the name of Shanamane, hey, God, in the name of Shanamane, my God, my God. Hey, 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 come on, everybody. Open up your mouth and shout glory. Hallelujah. Glory to the most shining of the oh, Lord, heal your children, oh God. We come against every spirit of anxiety. We come against every spirit of fear, depression, and oppression. We come against every unteachable spirit, every spirit of doubt, disbeliever. We come against every hindering spirit of confusion right now. We come against every spirit of divination, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every fight spirit of, and every seductive spirit, every spirit of lust and perversion. We come against it right now with the power of the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit of infirmity and affliction, inflammation, virus, diseases, pain, discomfort right now. And we command you to cease your words and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every spirit of sin, hallelujah, and a spirit of pride, self-righteousness, self-pity, self-delusion, self-centeredness, we command you to cease your work to come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against the spirit of gossip right now. We come against every spirit outside of the Holy Spirit that's operating the life of God's children. We command you to cease your work to come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We declare and declare that we are free, and that we are free indeed, for Jesus set us free. Oh, come on in the motion, in the head, and in the motion. Record the motion, in the head. We thank you, Father God. Have your way, Holy Spirit, in this service this morning. Have your way. Touch the hearts and mind of your children, oh God. Oh, Lord, we thank you. You have saved us, oh God. Hey, come on in the motion. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you just move on this land, oh God. Let healing take place right now, God. As we come taking in the grand stand of your word, Father God, we thank you for your presence right now, Heavenly Father. For your words, where there are two or more gathering your name, amen. You are in the midst, oh God. But we thank you for being in the midst this morning, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we destroy every satanic altar that the enemy has set up. Every demonic curse has been sent our way, spoken and written right now, with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare that we are delivered, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, no more pain, no more ache, no more discomfort, no more sorrow. We decree and declare that joy has come this morning, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree that we pray our blessing right now over every area of our life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, you got it, I'm all shining my head. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Speak over yourself this morning, healing, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare victory over you right now. We speak life into you right now. We declare and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ, you shall live and not die, and proclaim the works of the Lord our God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I am not shut in the head. My Lord, my God, oh Lord, let's receive supernatural blessings. Father God, let there be a breakthrough in the heavens this morning, oh God. Don't pour a blessing from the heights of your children, oh God, that we won't have room enough to receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that others will be blessed by the overflow, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command the wall of Jericho to come down in the life of your children right now. The wall of depression, sickness, disease, poverty, pain, discomfort, and viruses. My Lord, my God, we bless the neck of the enemy. We bless the hands of those that are holding on to our blessings. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we remove every stumbling block to our blessing right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, every stumbling block to our healing, we remove it right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We plant seeds of greatness. We plant seeds of blessing. We plant seeds of prosperity. We plant seeds of healing. We plant seeds of deliverance. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we hope whatever seed that the enemy has planted to cause death of privileges, changes and disease, virus, my Lord, confusion and separation. We hope whatever seed of the enemy right now, with all its roots, legs, and tentacles, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we plant the seed of, oh God, we ask, oh God, as we want it by faith this morning, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name by faith, oh God, that you command the increase right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, rain down on us this morning, oh God. Why they call the most short of my head? Lord, we need to hear from you, oh God. Let us receive your divine direction and trust, oh God. Lord, lead us down the path of righteousness for your name's sake, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we pray for spiritual longing right now, God. We pray with divine order in our life in the name of Jesus Christ. Let there be divine promotion in the life of your children, oh God. Divine connection, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, they call the most short of my head. Why they call the most short of my head? My God, my God, my God. Nobody greater than you, oh Lord. Mighty God of the most shut in the head. My God, we thank you, Lord God. We silence the lips of the evil speaker. We blind the eyes of the evil watcher right now. We deal with the ears of the evil listener right now. We declare the God that they cannot locate us. But we are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, command your hand to protect and around your children. We declare the cover of the blood of Jesus Christ. In the power of the name, there shall be no preparations or penetrated to these places of protection. My Lord, my God, it is you that establishes, oh God. It is you that has set a tree, oh God. It is you that protects us, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah, coming in the morning, he should be. Open up your mouth up now and give God a praise. right now, Lord God. Have your way in this service, oh God. Let healing come from your children, oh God. Oh Lord, fix that is broken in us, oh Lord. Linda tearing our souls this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, you know, oh God. You're all knowing, all seeing, oh God. Miracle working, God. Oh, a big cut of all shadow behind. Our way maker, we call upon you right now. Our healer, we call upon you right now. Our redeemer, we call upon you right now. Our deliverer, we call upon you right now. Our provider, Jehovah, Jireh, we call upon you right now. They're kind of the issue in the air, move in a mighty way, move like the wind, oh God. Move like the waters, oh God. Move like the horn, oh God. Move on us right now, fill us, oh God, with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ that we're washed through and through with the goodness of the Lord, our God. My Lord, my God, wash away and hit the sinners, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bring the blood of Jesus Christ over all that we pray for, all that we're trusting you for, Father God, right now, over all that can serve us this morning, and all who kept us your heart to be here, oh God. We bring the precious blood over them right now, and we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and his power and his name that we're blessed with our going out and coming in, that we're the head and not the tail, we're on top and not beneath them. We don't only want anything but to love them, in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray for traveling grace and mercies right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Have your way, oh God, right now. Have your way in us, oh God. Change us, oh God. Oh Lord, we confess our sins. And by faith, we receive, oh God, forgiveness, oh God. We walk in forgiveness, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let the fruits of your spirit take root and manifest in us. In our works, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we're blessed. You're blessed, and we can never be cursed because it's God that has blessed us. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. That we're going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our homes. That we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things for sale. And with the promise of the man and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us, amen. That as Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. 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 Let it move on you right now. Just open up your mouth. Speak your heavenly tongues. Oh God, it's the day that you have made.
Yes, Father.
We just thank you, Father.
Thank you,
that you're counting us here one more time, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. As we come, Lord God, we don't come in robbery, Lord God.
Yes.
To come at this hour to serve, to worship,
yes.
To praise you, Lord.
Yes.
And thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, because God is good, and he is more than worthy to be praised. Every single body that opened up their eyes this morning, you are counted blessed. Every single body that went to sleep last night, you're still counted blessed. If you woke up in your right mind, you're counted blessed.
Hallelujah.
Your children are blessed.
Amen.
Your house is blessed.
Amen.
In the mighty name of
Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus.
We just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you gave yourself for us.
Yes, Lord.
And because you gave yourself for us, Father God,
Jesus,
we have that right to be in that place of abundance.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Welcome, everyone.
Yes.
Everybody.
Welcome.
Good morning. Glory to God.
Yes, glory.
Back again in our 10 a.m. service. We are just so grateful to be here. Amen. Are you grateful this morning? Being in a place of gratefulness, knowing that God has kept you through the night.
Yes.
It's not you yourself that kept you. Amen.
Amen.
If you slept, God gave his angels charge over you.
Amen.
So just thanking God for every breath that we take.
Yes.
Every beat of our heart, because
amen.
We know somebody who took their last breath this morning.
Yes.
Somebody heartbeat for the last time.
That's right.
Before this song, God, just being in a place of gratefulness.
Yes.
Amen. Just trusting God. Just making sure you're praising him all through the day, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Because
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Grateful.
Jesus.
Grateful.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Amen.
Good morning.
We
good
love
morning,
the everybody. Good morning, church. Evangelist Kimberly Reckon, Evangelist Sarvina Dunn, the hearing service.
Good morning.
Good morning, amen. Sister Connie Northern, Brother Learn is in the building.
Amen.
God bless you all for joining us in the 10 a.m. service. I hope y'all enjoying being at the 10 a.m. service. It's a little bit different from our 2 o'clock service.
That's right.
But we thank God and trust in God that others will eventually join us at the 10 a.m. hour.
Amen.
So we know many people are probably online listening with their families as well. So we just thank God for you. Amen. Welcome if it's your first time here with us in Sunday service. We know last Sunday we opened the line for everybody. It was your first time here in Sunday service with her with us. We are the Gospel Public Ministries. Amen.
Amen.
I'm Pastor Tawani Kamani.
I'm Pastor Dorf. Amen.
And we just want to welcome you. So if it's your first time here as a guest, we want to personally welcome you. We want to pray with you and pray for you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Press 1. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even if you got a testimony this morning, we want to hear from you.
That's right.
Welcome.
This is God's house.
Not our house.
Amen.
Amen. Thank
you. Thank each and every one of you for welcoming us into your home.
Amen.
Into your house.
Yes, into your car.
That's right. In your car, wherever
your
you are.
Some people are at work and they have it on speaker and they share
amen.
It.
Amen.
We just thank God for you. Amen. But you
we trust God. There is no distance in spirit.
Amen.
And we are all here together in spirit.
Amen.
On one accord.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name.
Not in my
Jesus
name, Pastor. Not your name.
Amen.
But we're here in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
I do want to pray for financial release for those that are in need of finances at this time, and that the enemy is holding on to your money. Even a lot of people are waiting for the stimulus money to come through, but I did read that they were saying that if you owe debt to creditors or medical, they're going to try to take that money. So I decree and declare right now that the money be released, that there will be no garnishing to God's people, and that money will be released in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And anyone that's holding on to a financial blessing that's due to you, we command the release right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because we have that power and authority to do so.
Amen.
So if you just stand in that place of believing and trusting God to release it, it's just the test. Just stay in that place of trusting and believing God. Amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Welcome one more time. We're so excited about the 10 a.m. service. Amen.
Yes.
We're going to have a song for our very own Pastor Dorothy. Amen. Go ahead. You know, in Sunday service, 10 a.m., we take communion every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. We don't do it at the 2 o'clock service, but we do it at the 10 a.m. So we thank God for that direction. So let's go ahead and grab our things for communion. I know some people say, well, we only usually do it on the first Sunday. We're not a religious church. Amen. The Bible says do this as often.
That's right.
So it's no limit to how many times you do it.
That's
amen.
Right.
So we've been led to have communion every Sunday morning. And that is a blessing, amen, to receive a word from God like that.
Amen.
Amen. So let's go ahead and grab our things, your communion, your water, your wine, your non-alcoholic wine, or your grape juice, your cracker of bread. We commit this to being the body of Christ and the blood of Christ.
Right.
Amen. So go ahead and grab that, you all, and let's get ready to take our communion. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Dorothy is going to bless us with a song as we enter into communion.
Yes, whatever you have right now, you know, it's a peanut. You know, every single thing that we say, we can say that this peanut is communion. We can say that this water is communion because we have that power and that authority. So let's make sure that we're doing this every day. Somebody has something to, you know, trust God for. Somebody has something that they're praying, you know, to God about. And this keeps you in that place of remembering what God has already done for you. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power because it reaches to the highest mountain and it flows to the lowest valley. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Oh, yes, it soothes my doubts and calms my fears. And it dries all my tears. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power because it reaches to the highest mountain and it flows to the lowest valley. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose. It will never lose. It will never lose its power.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 to 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took the bread, gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you.
Amen.
At this time, we'll have our communion prayer from Pastor Manny.
Amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Heavenly Father,
yes.
We thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time.
Amen.
We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27, that whosoever shall eat of the bread of life, and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner, shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself, so let each of us examine ourselves now.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of our sins, our transgressions, our iniquities, and our trespasses. Cover each of us with the blood of Jesus Christ, and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are now able to enter into communion with you at this time.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us, that Jesus, you took our sins, our transgressions,
yes,
and our iniquities, and our trespasses to the cross with you.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you that we can now take this piece of bread,
yes,
your body, in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for our sins and our transgressions and our iniquities and our trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten, nailed, spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so our body may be healed. We thank you that by your stripes that we are healed in the name of our Lord Jesus. Dear Jesus, we thank you. We love you for touching us. We thank you, Lord, that you healed us. We thank you that you took this bread and you said, take, eat, for this is my body, and you broke it for us. And we now take this bread in remembrance of you. You may now eat.
Amen.
Amen. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus took the cup and he said to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your blood was shed for us, that your blood is our atonement. It justifies us. It sanctifies us. It redeems us and cleanses and washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquities and all of our trespasses and all of our transgressions. Your blood heals us in the name of Jesus. We now take this in remembrance of you. You may drink.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray with thanksgiving. And we all say amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to have our song selection. You'll hear you all, and we'll be right back for the message preached by Pastor Tawani Kamani. Amen. Glory to God.
Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me through. Create me a clean. Whatever's not like you, Lord, I want you to change me.
Tender mercy, God, you are so amazing, and we thank you for your power.
Thank you,
we thank you for being so amazing in our lives. Well, good morning, everyone. You know, it's time for the message on part of Sunday service, and the message will be given to you by my beautiful wife, this prophetess of God. God has really blessed this pastor, has blessed this wife to be a wife, to be a minister, to be a leader. You know, of a church. So y'all get ready to receive my beautiful wife, Pastor Tawanika Manning. Pastor Manning.
Oh, yes. Lord, we thank you, Father God. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord God, right now that you just have your way. Come on, church, and open up your mouth and give God
Hallelujah.
Our praise, glory, and honor this morning because he has counted you faithful. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen. Because you're here believing to receive. How many of you come today to receive in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth? I want to believe today that you've come to receive something from God today. I want to believe that you came believing today and expecting God to do it for you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, just open up your mouth today. Put on the anointing. Amen. Receive what God has for you. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, know that God has counted your word. Amen. One more time to be in the land of the living, for he is worthy. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Lord, move in a mighty way right now in the life of your children, oh God. Oh Lord, we come to be changed on today, oh God. Lord, we don't come to be the same, oh God. Oh Lord, do a new thing in us before us, oh God. When you are a potter, oh God, and we are proclaimed, oh God, mold us to be the way you want us to be, oh God. We've been chipped away by the world, oh God, causing us to be conformed to this way. Lord, so we come to be transformed this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. How many come to be transformed by the word of God? Oh God, forgive us, oh God. Great and clear now the reservation, oh God. Oh Lord, help us, oh God, to hear from you, oh God, clearly. Oh Lord, to walk according to the Spirit of God and not of the flesh. In the name of Jesus Christ, open up your mouth, church, and shout glory to his name. Hallelujah. Because you're worthy, oh God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh God, we come crying out this morning, oh God. Change us, Lord. We fall in, hallelujah. When we come to you, Father God, we get up again, oh God. It is you that has strengthened us, Lord, and we thank you. Hallelujah. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, and take your rightful place on the throne of my life, Lord. I give it to you for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are right there in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decrease so that you may have all the increase right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way in this service. It's not about me, oh God, it's all about you, oh God. Let me be that vessel that you flow through unhindered, oh God, that your children may receive this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare you to be on the throne of my life in and over all areas of my life, Lord Jesus Christ. You are the author and the finisher of my faith, and all through all and above all of my life. Let my kingdom come, oh God. Let my will be done right now, oh God. Oh Lord, let us receive our daily bread right now as we come believing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, I ask that you let the glory of the Lord rise upon each of us. Right now, according to Isaiah 52, oh God, we ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen of each of us. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank you for it, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen,
yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. He's so amazing. It is He that has kept
amen.
Us. Amen. Come on, church. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You got so much to be grateful
Hallelujah.
For. I was telling someone yesterday, it is God that has kept us a miracle working power that's on the inside that has kept you. Amen. And not you yourself.
Amen.
It's so good to see Marlisha Carter here in Sunday service this morning. God bless you, sister. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Amen.
Jayla was here early.
Welcome.
I'm not sure what happened with her. But we're praying that she'll get back on. Amen. You got to press on
amen.
And press through. Amen. I know sometimes with these lines, it'll cause you to be hung up or cause you to have to call back in. So we just thank God. Amen. My daughter said, you know,
thank
she's
God.
Not feeling so well. So we just thank God. Let me lift up one of our babies this morning. She's messaging. She doesn't feel well. So I'm going to go check on her in a minute here. Father God, we lift up Victoria this morning. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Whatever it is that is breaking her body, we come against
Jesus.
It right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we declare healing right now. Amen. We know you to be a God that heals. So Lord,
amen.
We call upon you, Lord God, for a speedy healing for Victoria right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, that you will release your healing anointing, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ upon the daughter in the body
of
your daughter
Jesus.
Victoria right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Satan, I command you to take your hold off her right now. Loose your hold off her right now. In the mighty name of Jesus
right
Christ
now.
Of Nazareth, I command all sickness, pain, discomfort, infirmity, and affliction right now to cease your work and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And
the
I declare healing right now in the body of deliverance of Victoria Williams. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ
amen.
Of Nazareth. And it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
The word today is you can't just do what you want to do. The
amen.
Message today is
amen.
You can't just do what you want to do. Come on, church.
Amen.
I'm going to say it again. You can't just do what you want to do. We as believers,
Hallelujah.
We as women and men of God, we can't just do what we want to do. Understand and know this, everybody.
Hallelujah.
There is consequences, whether you're in Christ or out of Christ. You can't just do what you want to do. You can't claim to be a woman or man of God doing that of the world. You can't claim to be the pastor and doing what you want to do. You have to walk according to the spirit and not that of the church. I'm going to say it again.
Amen.
You can't just do what you want to do. You
amen.
Can do just what you want to do.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Some people think I can say
amen.
What I want to say. I can do what I want to do, but I want you to
uh-huh.
understand there are consequences, even in Christ.
Amen.
You are saved, but there are still
amen.
Consequences that you will face here or after here. So you can't just do what you want to do. Amen. See, there's a substance, there's
amen.
A such thing as called self-control. Amen. And those are the fruits of the Spirit. That's one of the fruits of the Spirit. Today, I'm going to take you in many places. I'm going to try to slow down so that you can catch us and understand you can't just do what you want to do. You can't just live any kind of way. Amen. Hallelujah. You can't just
amen.
Think it's okay because I'm a grown woman. I'm a grown man. I can do what I want to do. You can't
yeah.
just say I can say what I want to say anytime I get ready.
Yeah.
But understand there are consequences for those who think that I can do what I want to do. So let's go over to the book of Titus. Amen. Hallelujah. Titus chapter
amen.
3. I'm going to start you all and I'm going to slow down so you can get this to understand. You can't just do what you want to do. Amen. Age
amen.
And positions, just because you're in a position, just because you're a certain age, or whether you think you are, you can't do what you want to do. The Bible says in Titus chapter 3, verse 1 through 10, I'm going to start here. Amen. We're going to go into several scriptures here so you can understand. Amen. You can't just do what you want to do. All right, church. The Bible says in Titus chapter 3, verse 1. Says, remind them to be subject to rulers and authorities, to obey, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. For We ourselves, we also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lust and pleasure, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But when the kindness and the love of God, our Savior toward man appeared, verse 5 says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Well, this is a faithful saying, and these things I want you to affirm constantly, that those who have believed in God should be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable to men. So I'm going to say it again. You can't just do what you want to do. See, in the Bible here, as we're reading the scripture here in chapter 3 in Titus, you all, I want you to understand as Christians, I'm going to say that again, as Christians, our first allegiance is to Jesus, our Lord, but we must obey our government and his leaders as well. You can't just do what you want to do. See, there are consequences. See, Christians are not above the law. Obeying the civil law is only the beginning of our Christian responsibility. We must do what we can to be good citizens in a democracy, you all. This means participation and willingness to serve, amen? So understand, you all, you can't just do what you want to do. See, following a life of pleasure and giving into every sensual desire leads to slavery. See, many think freedom consists of doing anything they want. But see, understand that this path leads to a slavish addiction to sensual gratification. See, a person is no longer free, but is a slave to what his or her body dictates. So you can't just do what you want to do. See, you enslave yourself again. See, Christ frees us from the desires of control of sin. Have you been released? That is a question today. Have you been released?
Amen.
See, Apostle Paul summarized what Christ does for us when he saves us. We move from a life full of sin to one where we are led by God's Holy Spirit. See, all our sins, not merely some, are washed away. And washed refers to the water of baptism, which is a sign of salvation. Amen. And becoming a Christian, the believer acknowledges that Christ is Lord and recognizes Christ's saving works. We gain eternal life with all its treasures, you all. We have the renewing of our hearts by the Holy Spirit. See, none of this occurs because we earned it or deserve it. It's all God's gift. So I want you to understand this. Women and men of God, you just can't do what you want to do. You can't just say any and everything. You can't just be a part of any and everything and operating according to the world. Amen. You got to do according to what the Word of God is saying. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus Christ. See, the Bible says that we are to renew our minds daily. Amen. So if you're not doing this, what are you doing? Amen. Because I want you to understand, whatever you're doing, there are consequences for your actions. When we look over, we go over to chapter 2, you all, if you follow me just for a little bit here, amen? Hallelujah to your name, God. We thank you, Lord God, for this understanding of God of your word, amen? That we are to do according to your word and not according to our flesh and our own desires, to do according to what you called us to do. When we look over in chapter 2, amen, in the book of Titus, verse 1 says, but as for you, speak in things which are proper for sound doctrine, that the older men be sober, reverent, temperate, sound in faith and love and patience. The older women likewise, that they be reverent in behavior, not slanderous, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they admonish the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, and homemakers, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be blessed. Likewise, exhort the young men to be sober-minded in all things, showing yourself to be a pattern of good works, in doctrine, showing integrity, reverence, incorruptibility, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that one who is an opponent may be ashamed, having nothing evil to say of you.
Yeah.
You can't just do what you want to do. The Bible tells us here, as women and men of God, amen? The Bible says in verse 9, exhort bond servants to be obedient to their own masters, to be well-pleasing in all things, not answering back, not pilfering them, but showing all good fidelity that they may adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things, amen? We need to understand we can't just do what we want to do in Christ. See, what happens when we start to do what we want to do, that it comes a division in the house of God. See, we need to be careful how we're operating, how we're caring.
set on amongst the things of hiding in places and acting out of the world. See, you can't just do what you want to do. We may not be able to see all that you're doing, but God sees all. He's an all-seeing, all-knowing God. Everywhere, God, there's nowhere you can go that God cannot find you. See, I want you to understand today, church, you can't just do what you want to do. When we look at the scriptures here, it's talking about the right living in the church. See, we are the church. We're not talking about the building. The church is you, my Lord, my God. I want you to understand this. I want you to understand. I want to break down scripture a little bit more here, and I'm going to slow down a little bit more because I get excited. See, I want you to notice the emphasis on sound doctrine in Apostle Paul's instructions to Titus. This is the content of our faith. Believers must be grounded in the truths of the Bible. See, then they won't believe swaying by the powerful oratory of false teachers, the possible devastation of tragic circumstances, or the pull of emotions. A lot of us are operating in emotions. I don't feel this. I don't feel that. So I'm going to go do this because right now I'm feeling some type of way. I'm in my emotions. I'm in myself. But I want you to know today, you can't just do what you want to do. You got to come out of self. You got to get before your emotions. Don't allow your emotions to get ahead of you, to cause you to act in all kinds of ways, according to the world and not according to the word. You can't just do what you want to do. When we look here, scripture of the Bible telling here, verse 1 through 8, see, having people of all ages in the church makes it strong, but it also brings potential problems. But Paul, Apostle Paul gave Titus counseling on how to help various groups of people. See, the older people should teach the younger by words and by example. You got to understand that your children are watching you. You got to understand there are those that are younger that are watching you, and you are to set an example. See, this is how values are passed on from generation to generation. I got a question today. Does your church carry out the basic function? You are the church. See, many of these characteristics could be under the heading of self-control. You got to have self-control. See, when we're out of control, we do what we want to do. We don't adhere to the word of God and the will of God for our life. We are start operating in self-will and self-way. See, self-control was an important aspect of in early Christianity, you all. See, the Christian community was made up of people from different backgrounds and viewpoints and making conflict inevitable, you all. See, Christians existed in a heathen and often hostile world. So to stay above reproach, men and women needed wisdom and discernment to be discreet and to master their wills, their charms, and passions so that Christ would not be dishonored. I want you to understand today, you can't just do what you want to do. How is your self-control? Yeah. That is a question. Are you in control of your emotions? Are you in control of the will? My Lord, my God, first it starts with you. Hallelujah. I want you to understand women who were new Christians were to learn how to have harmony in the home by watching, hallelujah, older women who had been, hallelujah, Christians for some time. See, sometimes we as wives think we can do and say what we want to say, but there is order in the home. In order to have order, there's things that you need to do. You can't just do what you want to do. You can't just say what you want to say. There are things, according to scripture, that we must line up so God can move freely in our home, so there can be peace and not division. My Lord, my God, you can't just do what you want to do.
Amen.
I want you to understand this. According to scripture, young wives and mothers should learn to live in a Christian manner, loving their husbands and caring for your children. See, through the scripture here, as we're reading, through observing exemplary women of God, see, are you that woman of God that your daughters can learn from? Amen? That they can follow? Have you given them a good example according to the word of God? See, if you're of an age or position where people look up to you, make sure that your example is motivating younger believers to live in a way that honors God. See, because you can't do what you want to do. You got to understand, and I speak this to the women this morning, amen? Mothers, amen? To you this morning, the elders this morning, there are young women that are watching you. I speak to the men as well. There are young men that are watching you, your sons, and even your daughters that are watching you, amen? That is a way that you
must go, amen, that it's not your own way, huh? And understanding you can't just do what you want to do, huh? And when we look in verse 6, what the Bible says, see, this advice given to young men was very important, because in ancient Greek society, the role of the husband, and father was not viewed as a nurturing role, but merely as a functional one. See, many young men today have been raised in families where fathers have neglected their responsibilities to their wives and children. See, husbands and fathers who are good examples of Christian men are important role models for young men who need to see how it's done. See, we can't just do what we want to do, amen? See, Apostle Paul encouraged Titus, and through Titus, other young men to be reverent and purposeful, you all. See, Christianity should never be intentionally boring or gloomy. Don't let the seriousness of the gospel cause you to repel others by your grim disposition. My Lord, my God. See, Apostle Paul, Titus to be a good example to those around him so that others might see Titus in good works and imitate him. Can somebody look at you today and imitate your good works? See, Apostle Paul might give his words greater impact. If you want someone to act a certain way, be sure that you live that way yourself. I want you to know that you can't just do what you want to do. Amen? In the name of Jesus Christ, when you earn the right to be heard, and your life will reinforce what you teach, there's somebody that's watching you. My God. Men and women of God, I want you to understand, you can't just do what you want to do. There are consequences. There are serious consequences. Though you are saved, you will have to. You will have to one day. Whatever it is that you have done, there are consequences that you will have to. You will have to.
Yes,
your time will come. There are consequences. You can't just do what you want to do. There's a price that you will have to pay for what you do. There's a price that we will have to pay for what we do here. Amen. You can't just do what you want to do. Think you can live all kind of way and say, God knows my heart. He knows my intentions. And see, that word alone, when people say that to me, it will fear me in such a way, the fear of the Lord, to know that God knows my heart. And why I'm saying God knows my heart, just because I want to do what I want to do. And then just say, well, God knows my heart. That's why God knows your heart.
My Lord.
And you can't just do what you want to do. And that's what people say when they want to do what they want to do. They go out and do it annoyingly, knowing that you're going out to do
Amen.
That's out of God. And then say, God knows my heart. I'm not saying you're not going to be, you can't be forgiven, but there are still consequences. There are still consequences
Amen.
That you will face.
Right.
Amen. Amen. And I'm going to take you in the
Amen.
Bible to those consequences. When you continue, the Bible says, we're not to practice sin. That means on a regular basis, you continue to do the same thing over and over and over and over, over and over again. You can't just
yes.
do what you want to do.
Right.
You can't just do what you want to do. And whoever told you that, they led you astray. They led you the wrong way to a path of destruction. These are the lies of the enemy saying you can do what you want to do. Just like when the serpent spoke to Eve in Genesis, in the book of Genesis, in the beginning, they told her, hey, nah, that's not what he said that. He just don't want you to have
uh-huh.
this. You can't just do what you want to do. God had already told them, don't do this, don't eat from this tree. But they decided, I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to listen to what the serpent is saying. I'm not going to listen to God. I'm not going to follow the will of God. I'm going to do what I want to do. I know what's right, but I want to do this. You can't, there are consequences. There are consequences.
Uh-huh.
You can't
Amen.
Just do what you want to do. Somebody got to tell you today, you got to stop this. You got to quit. Women and men of God, when we look in the book of Titus, we still in the book of Titus, chapter 1, verse 5, and I'm just, and I'm serious because I see this going on. We
yes.
get to that point. We can say what we want to say, and we know we're wrong when we said it. You know, the Holy Spirit convicts us, and it, what's the word I'm looking for? We want to, come on, help me out, Pastor. What's the word?
Continue.
I can't even think of it right now.
In your way. Hallelujah.
But the thing is this, we don't want to, I can't think of the Holy Spirit when we begin to, I want to say vex, but that's not the word I'm looking for, vex the Holy Spirit. We don't give it a word, Pastor. I can't even think of it
surrender.
Right now.
You don't want to surrender. You don't want to submit.
Not that. That's not the word. But the thing is this, we want to, you all, this day, surrender all over to God. We can't be, you know, the Bible says, you either going to be hot or cold. You're going to be hot or cold. Either you in or you out. You can't be halfway in. If you're halfway in, you're all the way out. You got to make that decision today. You got to make that decision today. When women and men of God, when we go over to the book of Titus, chapter 1, and I'm going to slow down for a little bit. Chapter 1, Yuval, verse 5 here says, for this reason I left you to Crete, that you should set in order the things that are lacking and upon elders in every city, and I command you, if a man is blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of dispensation, or insubordination, for a bishop must be blameless as a steward of God, not self-willed, not quick-tempered, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money, but hospitable, a lover of what is good, sober-minded, just, holy, self-controlled, hold fast in the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine, by to exhort and convict those who contradict. Understand this, you can't just do what you want to do, church. You can't do what you want to do, men and women of God. It says it right here in the Bible, to be qualified. We're talking about qualified elders in the church. You can't be drunk and cussing and being with this one and that one. No. You need to sit yourself down. You need to get out of the way, because the Bible tells us you can't just do what you want to do in the body of Christ. There are consequences. And like I said earlier, whether you're in the world or whether you're in Christ, you cannot do what you want to do. There are many people are locked up in prison right now because they did what they wanted to do. You can't just do what you want to do.
Amen.
We look at our situation trying to figure out, why am I being played? Why am I being attacked? Why is this happening? There are consequences. Yes, you say, but you still going to face the consequences for your actions because you decided, I'm just going to do what I want to do. I'm messed up. I've let the trick of the enemy come out. In the
Hallelujah.
Name of Jesus. And operate according to the will of God. Surrender your will over to God. Say, God, I've done this already, oh God. I'm tired of doing what I want to do. Lord, let thy will be done. Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he was praying, he said, Lord, he said, Father, you can take this cup from me, but not let thy will be done. You got to get
Hallelujah.
That will when you're going through. You got to get ahead of your emotions. You got to get ahead of your feelings. You got to ask God to let his will be done. In the midst of the trial and the tribulation, when you want to do wrong, God, but God, Lord, let
my will be done.
I understand I can't just do what I want to do. I can't just go where I want to go and say what I want to say. Ask God to lead you and guide you and trust God in the process. Because I want you to know again, you can't just do what you want to do. When we look
my
at the
Lord.
Scriptures here in Titus chapter 1, amen, verse 5 through 9, as I just read to you all, Apostle Paul briefly describes some qualifications that the elders of the church leaders should have. And understanding in this way, you can't just do what you want to do. Apostle Paul had given to me a similar set of instructions for the church of Ephesians, you all. I want you to notice that most of the qualifications involve character, not knowledge or skill. It involves character.
Amen.
What does your character say about you? See, a person's lifestyle and relationship, hallelujah, provide a window into his or her character. Consider these qualifications, you all,
hallelujah.
As you evaluate a person for a position of leadership in your church. See, it's important to have leaders who can effectively preach God's word, but it's even more important to have those who can live out God's word and, hallelujah,
my
and
Lord.
Be examples for others to follow.
Amen.
You can't just do what you want to do.
Amen.
You can't just do what you want to do, church. No, don't let the enemy fool you. This is a trickery of the enemy. It's telling you this, that a man was fooled in the beginning, amen. Don't be fooled and tricked by the enemy, amen, because you're going through and you're uncomfortable right now and you're feeling some type of way and the enemy's speaking to you. And you know you can do that. It ain't going to hurt. God know your heart. He know your heart.
Amen.
You know he know your heart. He's going to forgive you. It's okay. But there are consequences,
amen.
Church. You can't just do what you want to do, hey.
Hallelujah.
Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, right now, God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we understand that we can't just do what we want to do. When we look in the book of Hebrews chapter 2, amen, verse 1 through 4, the Bible says, therefore we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away.
Lord,
for if the word spoken through angels proves steadfast and ever transgression and disobedience receives a just reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which adds this at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard him. God also bearing witness both with signs and wonders, with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit according to his own will. What is the church? What is the Bible saying? What is the Bible saying to us? I want you to understand this, that they attended to the truth that they had heard, so they did, that they wouldn't drift away into false teachings. You know, paying careful attention is hard work, you all. It involves focusing our minds, our bodies, and our senses. Listening to Christ means not merely hearing, but also obeying and understanding. You can't just do what you want to do. We must listen carefully and be ready to carry out his instructions.
Amen.
I want you to let this sit right there for a moment. I want you to understand you can't just do what you want to do. Some people have hung up. Some people got off the line. It was too hot. See, it's too hot. We want to do what we want to do. And then when it get called out, you know, when you get stepping on your toes, you think, I'm speaking in general to all of us. You know what you're doing. You know where you're at in life. You know what you allowed yourself to submit it yourself to, surrender yourself over to. Don't surrender your will over to the enemy, to the devil, to work in you, amen. Be delivered and set free, amen. Understand, I can't just do what I want to do. I'm a man. I'm a woman of God. No more. I'm not doing it. Never again. Devil, you a liar. I'm coming out and I'm staying out. So many people that have been in prison say, when I get out, I ain't going back in. And they go right back in. And they get out of here and they go right back in. When you go start to be out, when you go start to get out and stay out, and understand you can't do what you want to do. There are consequences. There are consequences, you all. The Bible says in James chapter 1, verse 22, be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his nature, facing a mirror. You can't just do what you want to do. The Bible tells us, be doers of the word, not just hearers only. A lot of us just hearing the word and doing what we want to do. I'm going to say it again. A lot of us just hearing the word and doing what we want to do.
Amen. Amen.
My Lord, my God, ekana marobo shana bahaya. You can't just do what you want to do. I hope you got this message today, you all. It was very important in understanding that we can do what we want to do. And I'm going to give the last scripture here and wrap up because I'm getting calls. My daughter said, I'm getting other calls from other children. So we just come against all at the work of the enemy. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, we decree the Christ over our family right now. Amen. In Jesus' name, the Bible says you all in the book of Romans. I was born in Romans. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. First, let me give you this.
Hallelujah.
In the book of, I got a little confused for a minute. Y'all forgive me. I got calls coming in and left and right here. So we just thank God. I just thank God for this time. You all understanding that we can't just do what we want to do and how we want to do it, you all. And it's just the fact of the matter. We can't. When we look in the book of Romans, you all, verse 1, verse 24 through 32, the Bible says, therefore God also gave them up to uncleanness and the lust of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worship and serve the creature, you all, rather than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions. For even their women exchange the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise, also the men leaving the natural use of the woman burn in their lust for one another, men with men committing what is shameful and receiving themselves the penalty of their error, which was due. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness, you all. They
they were whispers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. I want you to understand today, church, you can't just do what you want to do. You can't just do what you want to do. And it's here in the Bible. Don't be fooled. Don't allow the enemy to trick you. The Bible says in verse 28, and I said it again, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do things which are not fitting. God will give you over to a debased mind. My God, you can just do what you want to do. God bless everyone.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. I know it was hot. I know the fire was hot today, but that's okay.
Hallelujah.
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 If you're going to cook some food, we're not going to give it to you all. We got to cook it so you can eat it. So let's get a little hot for some of us. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Remember you all. You can't just do what you want to do. You can't. And I'll say this guys, before we wrap up, when we go into prayer, when we're looking at these scriptures here, you all in 24 and 32, write this down in Romans chapter 1, verse 24 to 32. These people chose to reject God, and God allowed them to do it. God does not usually stop us from making choices that are against his will. He lets us declare our, he lets us, you all, declare our supposed independence from him, even though he knows that in time we will become slaves to our own rebellious choices. We will lose our freedom not to sin. Does life without God look like freedom to you today? Look more closely. There is no worse slavery than slavery to sin. My people, you can't just do what you want to do. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. I thank God for you. The doors of the church are open.
Amen. Amen. There might be one. There might be one today. There might be one that's online with us this morning that has not received Jesus Christ into your life as your personal Lord and Savior. There may be one that's looking for love, but you're looking for love in all of the wrong places. Well, let today be that day. Let today be that day when you stop being like the others, when you stop being like the world, and you start being like Jesus. Will you receive him today? Will you receive him into your life today? Press one. Just press one. And Pastor Powernick and I will help you to pray a simple prayer. A simple prayer of salvation. One of the easiest things you could ever do in your life is accept Jesus Christ in your life. Hallelujah. One of the most important things you can ever do in your life is accept Jesus Christ into your life as your personal Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Let us help you pray this prayer of salvation. Just that easy, a simple prayer. There may be one that have already accepted Jesus Christ into their life as a personal Lord and Savior. But you may have ended up in that place where you have slipped. We have slipped back into that place to where you start looking at self. You start looking at the past. You start looking in the rearview mirror. You have not all the way committed your life over to Christ. You may have been saved, but you still have that same mind, that same heart that condemns you. Well, let us pray with you today. Let us help you to get into that place of trusting God and nobody else. Just press one. Come back to Jesus while you still have time. There may be even one that has some type of special prayer that you need. There may be some type of sickness that's going on. There may be some type of illness. Maybe it's in the mind. It's something that you need prayer for. Everybody needs prayer. Will you come today? Will you press one today? Pastor Talwink and I, we would love to pray with you. We'll love to pray for you. The Bible tells us when there are two or three are gathered together in his name, he said, there I am in the midst of you. See, this is where we win at. This is where we're most powerful at, right there in that place.
Yes, God.
Praying to God on one accord. This is what we all need to do. Is come together in prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Will you come today? There may be one that's looking for a church home. Maybe you're out of fellowship. The Bible tells us for Satan not to the assembly of yourself. Let that be you today. Pastor Tawanika and I, we would love to be your pastor. We just gonna love on you. Oh, we didn't say that every single message that you hear is gonna be the one that you wanna hear. For the word of God says that every single one that God loves, he chases. He corrects every single one that he loves. Hallelujah. Let that be you today. We just gonna love on you. A supernatural love, like God tells us to love on you. Just press one. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for every single one that came already. Whether they pressed one or not, you know all about it. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, because you know each and every one of us by name. You know every single hair that's on our head. You know every single concern that we have, Father God. And we thank you that you are concerned about every single concern of ours. And we thank you that you have already made a way for us through Christ Jesus. And because you have already made that way, Father God, we just want to say thank you. And we receive you right now into our lives. We thank you, Father God, that you have already healed us. We thank you, Christ Jesus, that you had already delivered us. We thank you that you have already set us free. Our minds are free in the name of Jesus. Our souls is free in the name of Jesus. Our spirit is free in the name of Jesus. We're not shame or anything or condemn anything. But Father God, we are whole. And we're in love. And we are forgiven. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory. And we all say amen. Amen again.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
at this time, we'll have our tithes and our offering. Amen. And get those together.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You can send those over to Pastor Chantel at Cash App or to
Zelle
at 346-719-3349. Dear Jesus, make us in a ministry for your kingdom, Father God. Honor our tithes, oh God, and offerings, and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we know that as your children, we are the chief financial officer of your money. As it comes to us, oh God, it is our responsibility to manage our money and to distribute our tithes and offerings and spiritual seed to help nurture and harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Lord, help us, oh God, to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy, heavenly banking system. It is not your worthy and your honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit-kissed, generous heart. And Lord, we thank you, oh God. As our gift today, oh God, we ask that there be no lack in your giving, oh God. Lord, we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of his name that they are planting in good soil, that they will reap a great harvest of your goodness and blessings and favor. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep you. We love you. Thank God for you, you all. At this time, we're going to have we're going to have our announcements from Evangelist Kimberly Rafford. Go ahead, Evangelist.
Amen. Giving honor to God, to our pastors, to everyone that's assembled today and who will tune in. The announcements are as follows. Monday at 9 p.m. is intercessory prayer. Wednesday at 7 p.m., it's Bible study. Thursday at 7 p.m., it's midweek service. Sunday service is at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Special events are as follows, March 1st through the 31st, every Saturday at 12 noon, Understanding the Holy Spirit. You can reach us on the church line at 845-277-9213. 845-277-9213. And the prayer line is 732-434-2510. And also, if we have special announcements, our pastors will be part of a stage production titled I Can't Stand My Family Members. And that's going to be on March 27th at 7 p.m., 5 p.m. at the Midtown Arts Center, 1423 Holman Street, Houston, Texas, 77004. And for information, you can call 346-719-3349. General admission is $35, and if you get your pre-sale ticket, it's $25. And please come out and support these wonderful cast mates that are going to be going forth. I know it's going to be something you can laugh at and also something you can learn from. So come out and support our pastors as well as the other cast members. And we thank you for tuning in today, and God bless you all.
Yes,
amen.
God bless. Thank you. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for those announcements from Evangelist Kimberly Redford. I'm just so excited. I had an opportunity to hang out with Evangelist Kimberly Redford and her daughter on yesterday. And I tell you, we had a good time. Amen. Fellowshipping. And we went to go visit our sister Dillard on yesterday and had a good time over there for a minute. So I thank God for everyone today. Tell someone one thing we had added to the announcements that every third Sunday, we would like to invite guests out. So invite a friend or family member to join us for church on Sunday. Every third Sunday, we want to do that, make it our business to invite someone to fellowship with us here. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. Father God, we thank you for one more time, Lord. We bless you all here at the Gospel Public to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in work. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Our benediction from heaven.
Amen. Amen. I hope everyone got something out of that. I know I did. I got a whole lot out of that. And we thank God for allowing the word of God to go forth. When the word of God go forth, see, it's not our word. It's God's word.
Yes, Lord.
Now, may the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, you perfect in every good work that is to do his will, working in you that which is well pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody says amen, amen, and amen again.
Amen. Hallelujah. We love
you.
And
keep you.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Remember, Jesus is Lord.
Jesus
Hallelujah.
Is Lord. Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past. Hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say, one time,
ooh, just
want to hear her say,
back. You fill me with love, so I'll give it back to you. You give me my heart, so you know I love him. And I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. Heavenly home. All my people bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you in the gate, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pressure for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Sing and shout.